Are you familiar with the name Ezra? Well, if you have any knowledge of the scriptures, then chances are you know something about Ezra. Ezra has an entire book of the Bible named after him. Ezra was known by Artaxerxes, the king of Persia. Ezra stood before a great assembly of people and read the book of the law of Moses for hours, helping to lead a spiritual revival in the nation of Israel. We know about Ezra. But what about the name Shechaniah? Probably not so much. Can't think of anything off the top of my head about somebody named Shechaniah. Well, it's worth learning something about Shechaniah. In the 10th chapter of Ezra, at what seemed like a low point in Ezra's career as the leader of God's people, the Bible tells us in the first 5 verses that while Ezra prayed and made confession, weeping and casting himself down before the house of God, Shechaniah, the son of Jehiel, of the sons of Elam, addressed Ezra. And he said, "We have broken faith with our God, and we have married foreign women from the peoples of the land. But even now there is hope for Israel in spite of this. Therefore, let us make a covenant with our God to put away all these wives and their children, and let it be done according to the law. Arise, for it is your task, and we are with you. Be strong and do it." Then Ezra arose and made the leading priests and Levites and all of Israel take an oath that they would do as had been said. Now, Shechaniah doesn't have a book of the Bible named after him. Shechaniah was not known by kings. Shechaniah did not lead a massive spiritual revival. But in Ezra chapter 10, Shechaniah, this relative nobody, ended up making a difference in the life of Ezra. He, for example, gave the gift of perspective to Ezra. Even now there is hope. He encouraged Ezra, "Arise." He reminded Ezra, "It is your task." He strengthened Ezra, "We are with you." He inspired Ezra, "Be strong and do it." And the Bible then says that Ezra arose and he did it. You see, your name might not be known by the masses. Your reputation may never open up doors of power. Your biography probably will not be written. But you can make a difference today if you'll take the time to encourage, to remind, to strengthen and to inspire, just like Shechaniah did. The Ezras of the world still desperately need the Shechaniahs. This week, how can you be a Shechaniah to someone else?